Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on, all eyes on me. If I catch you looking at anything else, I'm gonna beat my ass like a runaway slave.
Space, the final frontier.
DJ.
Party time.
These are the voyages of the starship
Mele
Prize. Its 5-year mission to explore.
That good health can, baby.
To seek out
new
life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It's Renegade Radio with your host, DJ Smell So Good. And international
hail, from the Netherlands. Presenting
Sayonite Night.
Interface complete.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Eric, we're talking about potholes right now, okay?
It's not potholes you need to worry about. It's potheads. I know what these people are capable of.
Say, baby, can I talk for a minute?
What?
every day. When I'm on the grind and I'm going away. When I'm on the road trying to do these shows. That's the way I eat, that's the life I chose. I know you get mad, but I be back home. Me and you, baby, got it going on. It's been 6 years and we moving strong. We gotta hold on to what we own. If you feeling kinda lonely, kick me through the phone. It's gotta be love, cause I tatted it on. Since day one, I've been here. We got God in our life, baby, had no fear. When you ain't with me, better represent. You been with me through the struggle, now we doing it big. I love 100. I give it to you real, and that's the way that you want it. Cause I love you, girl.
I'm your wifey and you my boo. 6 years going strong, who knew? The mother hoes didn't have a clue. What it took just to satisfy you. All you needed was my heart so true. While I'm poor and different than you. You make my life feel so brand new. And I ain't talking about material things. Just the love and the joy you bring. Something like an angel getting their wings. You make this rapper chick wanna sing.
Hey, girl. here live right here in the building. It's your boy Captain Smell So Good, Record the Game Radio in effect. Tuesday time for Tic Tac Present. What is your soulmate, people? We're talking about, you know what I'm saying, that love, lost love of your life and all that good shit. You know what I'm saying? It's going down real big. I thought he was finished, but, all right. Anyway, Tuesday time of chit-chat presents What is Your Soulmate? We're going to do a real big right up here live on Record the Game Radio, WDGE Radio. And it's going down real big, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to share some story, a blessing with y'all, not a story. I'm going to share a blessing with y'all. I got a couple more songs to kick out, and then I'm going to come back through and let y'all know what it is. You want to get online and hear it live, hit me up, 347-237-5125. We was up in the building on the Starship Smelly Pride.
This is a 186.26 exclusive.
Like a model, 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 like save face like a shanty. Light like Trina, swagger like Nikki. Got the girl envying, quick, call Miss Piggy. Shorty know she bad, just by the way she walk. Looking at her cover toe, and she let me have her screaming, oh, like a Marianne. Sorry, hun, didn't mean to go that deep in ya. Switch it like a swisher, it's J Mel the Huncho. Twist and shake it, walk around like you at a fashion show. But I'm a judge, and everybody can't be with her, so I do it to see who is for my love. Ray J, I love her like a sex tape. Baby girl, I can't wait, like a kid on Christmas Day. The emotions that I'm feeling got me on you like an inmate. Take mate, baby girl, you safe like a coke bottle.
Let me put it in your end zone. Smoking like some Indo, so I rolled up on the light, shot it with a hit phone. The girl, they call me Casper, and the baby, can we get ghosts? I'm talking about pulling off faster than an Enzo. And baby girl, we going to move back to my crib. And baby, I'ma set you up, and you be screaming, oh yeah. But first, drop your top, and let me work your windsides out.
Can beat it up like a bully in the alley. Balance rotated, never deceive it. If you say that I can have it, boy, you know I got to get it. I never mistreat it, but please it, never ever tease it. I'ma stay the same, I won't change like the time zone. All back to my home, baby, we can get it on. Like the Marvin Gaye song, I like to see you in a thong. Miss Coke bottle, the next top model. Working for me, drop it low, like you about to take it off. Gon' let me break you out, but no, I can't hit you raw. Women lie, men lie, let's just leave it. I'm feeling on them. I keep them at
home. I'm deep in them.
Three more girls. Line them up like who to choose. I am digging all of you. I can give you all the lessons like your teachers back in school.
Looking good like a model, you know what I'm saying? What is soulmate, people? We talking about, you know, the age old word of soulmate. You know, what is a soulmate and all that kind of good shit. So, gonna give you two different definitions. This one comes from the Wikipedia, Wikipedia.com, which says a soulmate or soulmate is a person with whom one has a feeling of deep and natural affinity, love, intimacy, sexuality, spirituality, and or compatibility. A related concept is that of a twin flame or twin soul, which is thought to be the ultimate soulmate, the one and only other half of one's soul, for which all souls are driven to find and join. However, not everyone uses these terms, intends them, however, not everyone who uses these terms intends them to carry such mystical connotations. Okay. And then coming from Urban Dictionary, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to the Urban Dictionary, urbandictionary.com. And this is the one. It says the one person who can always make you smile, who shares your hopes and dreams, who makes you whole. Folklore claims that when a soul descends to earth, it splits into two, each half of the soul inhabiting a separate body. These two people are forever after soulmates and will never be complete until they find one another. You got another one that said the person with whom you have an immediate connection, the moment you meet, a connection so strong that you are drawn to them in a way you have never experienced before. As this connection develops over time, you experience a love so deep, strong, and complex that you begin to doubt that you have ever truly loved anyone prior. Your soulmate understands and connects with you in every way and on every level, which brings a sense of peace, calmness, and happiness when you're around them. And when you're not around them, you are all that much more aware of the harshness of life and how bonding with another person in this way is the most significant and satisfying thing you will experience in your lifetime. You're also that much aware of the beauty in life because you have been given a great gift and will always be thankful.
I agree with all those.
I say that about my soulmate, Miss Tanika Calhoun, who was my high school sweetheart, and who I met my senior year in high school. We met our senior year in high school, and late senior year, you know what I'm saying? Like damn near about to graduate, you know, like late in the senior year. But the moment I saw her, it was, you know, I knew she was the one. We young, you know what I'm saying? High school, you're young, so you know, everybody thinking these are just young feelings and yeah. Y'all young, y'all grow out of it and you get old, you find somebody new and they'll replace those same feelings and you know, and then you'll be all right. That hasn't happened. Me personally, it's been 15 years. It's been 15 years since I've seen her, and we reconnected thanks to this old punk ass internet. She found me on a website, and after you know finding my information and stuff, my address and phone number, she called. And when she called, I was you know kind of dumbfounded because I'm like, well, who the hell is calling me, you know, from a strange area code? And I thought it was a bill collector. So when I was listening to the answer machine, I'm listening and I'm like, nah, it can't be. And because the last time we spoke, you know, she was married, she had kids, and you know, not saying that life was hunky dory and all that, but you know, she had her life going on at the moment. And so I had to let that go, you know. And in between there, you know, I've been through several relationships with different women. And none of the women been able to step up to the paint, and I mean to the point where no woman has been able to retain me on every level, not on a mental level, spiritual level, physical level, emotional level, you know. And that's that, you know. I haven't found that in any relationship I've ever been in. I mean, not saying that all the relationships have been total shitty, you know, but all of them have served their purposes, but none of them have held water. Let me put it that way. None of them have held water. Up until she called. You know, she called, and to this day, we've only been talking now for the past 3 days, and I can't remember anything about my past relationships. I don't remember any of my relationships. I don't remember. I know I had them, but I don't remember any details about them. And here it is, I haven't seen this woman in 15 years, never slept with this woman. And the last time that we you know, seen each other, you know, we kissed goodbye and that was it. You know, and never had any contact in over 15 years. And 15 years in 2011, you know, and we come back together, you know. And all of the same exact feelings that I had 15 years ago are at the forefront. I can remember us standing at the locker. I can remember what she had on.
I can remember standing in the bleachers at a powwow and the notebook that she had in her hand. You know, and to me, that's what a soulmate is. You know, and I've been thanking the Lord every day, you know. That she's my soulmate. She's the one that I've been searching for 15 years. And the anticipation leading up to us meeting was so strong that, you know, I had more than butterflies. You know, I had sweaty palms, and, you know, I went through all those, you know, I went through all the signs of, like, you finna take the biggest test of your life. You know, and I'm passing it. You know, I'm actually passing it, and my reward is what I've been searching for, and I found that. So that's what this show is all about. It's all about your soulmate in life. We all have some person in life that we either connected with back in the days and fell out of the connection, and by whatever means. You know, or it's somebody who you never connected with, but always felt a strong feeling about that person. Like something just wasn't normal. Like this feeling that I have for this person is just not normal. I don't have this for every other person or any other person I've ever been in a relationship with. And so that's where I stand at, people. You know what I'm saying? It's been a past couple of days. It's been. For me, it's been life-changing, and, you know, it'll reflect over the next couple of weeks, you know, just how much, you know what I'm saying, the actual change will take place. But, you know, I say the Lord works in mysterious ways and wonders, you know, and he sends you things, you know, not when you want them, but when it's time, and it always comes right on time. And I've been celibate for the past 3 years, you know, just for the simple fact that I didn't want to share myself with anybody who I felt didn't deserve me or wasn't special enough to receive me. And I'm at that moment where, you know, I feel that I've found that, you know, and I'm willing to share, you know what I'm saying, my 3 years of discipline and obedience to me. You know what I'm saying? With somebody who I believe, you know, will appreciate that 10 times over and give that back in return 10 times over. So, there you go. This is all about soulmates today, people. Slow and smooth Tuesday time for chit-chat. Presents What Is Your Soulmate? Dig deep and think back. We all got one, you know what I'm saying? It's just, it sometimes takes a lifetime to find it, and sometimes we don't even find it in our lifetime. And we're live. Heavenly Angel is in the building. Oh, where am I jamming? Okay, here we go. What's happening, virtual soulmate? This is my virtual soulmate, people. This is my soulmate through the internet. You know what I'm saying? We connect on all sides virtually. So, yeah. Anybody come up here and get wrong, you get kicked in the head. Soulmate style. You know what I'm saying? She's a soul sidekick mate. There you go. Soul sidekick mate.
I had the phone on mute. Sorry.
Oh.
Woo, baby.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
You've been a good boy for 3 years, huh?
Huh?
You've been a good boy for 3 years. I should say, a good man.
Yeah, I mean, it's not, you know, like I was counting. I wasn't counting anything. It just happened to be 3 years, you know. I know. January 8th, 2008 was the last time I went and took my checkup at the VA. You know,
yeah.
All my HIV and all that blood tests and stuff. And, you know, that's when I made a self-conscious decision, you know what I'm saying, to protect myself. And not, you know, just give myself up to any and everybody. And,
I hear you on that one.
Yeah.
Strong for me.
Yeah. You know, and it's been a blessing. You know, it's been a blessing. I feel I've been a model to my friends around me. You know what I'm saying? To you know, even to all my family, with all my family and friends know. You know what I'm saying? I don't keep it a secret. You know, I even go into the club and say it over the microphone. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I'm secure as me. And I don't worry about nobody else. You know what I'm saying? And their opinion about me, because you're not me. And I'm not you. I can't dictate what goes on in your life just like you can't dictate what goes on in my life. And the only thing you can do is just give me help for hints to help out. And I can only give you help for hints to help out. Or warnings, because I've been there, done that. Or warnings because you've been there, done that. And, you know, and that's it. Other than that, you can't do nothing for another person. You know what I'm saying? That they don't want to do for, that they're not going to do for themselves. Not that they don't want to. But that they're not going to do for themselves. It's two different things between wanting and doing. You know? You want to be motherfucking a millionaire. But if you don't go out and work hard to be a millionaire, then you ain't going to never be a millionaire. It's always going to stay a
lot. A million.
What's that?
There was a lady that won, I think it was like $53 million, some ridiculous amount of money, and she was going through a divorce. She had to split her half down the middle.
Damn.
Even though they were already in divorce proceedings.
Damn.
And she won it during the divorce proceedings. So she had to give out half of it to her ex-husband.
Damn. Well, I mean, shit, it ain't like that's a fucked up feeling. Hell, you still get $25 million that you ain't had before.
Well, they take taxes, you know. But still
had millions of dollars she ain't had before. And that motherfucking divorce, I guarantee you, wasn't producing no millions of dollars on the split. Or, you know, either way, for either party. So both parties should be happy. You know what I'm saying? Hell, that worked out in both of y'all favors.
It's better
than
not, then that's
for sure. Yeah. You know? But, I mean, you never know, you know, you don't know what they went through in that relationship. You know what I'm saying? You don't know who did what and who owes what. You know what I'm saying? You know, she might have owed that to that man. If that man was faithful in every way he could possible, you know what I'm saying, which men do that, people. It's not like that's something strange. But everybody's just not compatible, so every woman don't want a knight in shining armor. You know, just like every man don't want, you know, a librarian and shit, you know. Because they said that she was a good catch. You know, everybody don't want that. But you do have to know what you want in life. And my 3 years of celibacy have taught me a lot about what I want, you know what I'm saying, and what I want to concentrate on and focus on. And now that she's returned my life, we share the exact same goal. Everybody who's been listening to this radio show know I preach to teach, go back to Africa, you know, go back from whence you came and experience your own homeland, you know, and get that culture, get that culture back injected into you so you will know who you are. Know thyself. You can't really truly know thyself till you know from whence you came. And it's not just about knowing that you come from Africa. It's about going back home and figuring out what the fuck is missing and why the fuck am I here. Because you can't tell me why the hell you're here in the United States. You ain't even supposed to be here. And the motherfuckers that so-called college state shit don't even want you here, even though, you know what I'm saying, we built this shit. So therefore, let's get the fuck up out of it, stop making a carbon copy of our own existence and go back to our own existence. And this woman, for the first time I opened my mouth, was with that. And I've never met a woman in my life, period, that has been willing to meet me halfway. And that means going to Africa. That means traveling. That means going international and abroad and just seeing this world for what it really is. And you need someone special in your life to see that, because they're going to see something different than you're going to see. But together, y'all going to see a total picture. You know, it's certain things that we observe in life that other people just don't see. Some people see gray and some people see blue. Together, we can see a clear picture. You know, and that to me is what a soulmate is all about. The definitions that I just explained explain what I've gone, felt, and everything in the past 3 days. But the one thing I don't want to do is rush into the unknown. So being that the fact that she does have kids, she has two girls and a little boy, and so with that type of situation going on, you know, to rush back up in there, you know, is you have to be delicate. That's my feeling. You know, this is a delicate situation, but a situation nonetheless that I want to be in. And when you start dealing with other people's kids, you know, things get a little sensitive and things get shaky. So, you know, I want to make sure that, you know, all of this is correct. You know what I'm saying? All of this is correct. And once we commit completely, I mean 100%, it's going to be 100% us. You know, I'm giving you all of me. I want all of you together. We're going to have all of each other, and it'll be complete. And so that's what the Lord sent my way. You know what I'm saying? I'm just sharing my blessing with the world and thanking the Lord personally, you know, for sending my soulmate back into my life. I've been searching for her for 15 years, people. No internet. I couldn't find her through the internet. And the reason I couldn't find her through the internet, because she's not on any social networking sites or anything, because she doesn't feel that's safe enough, and too many people have access to the internet and can find that type of information. And, you know, she doesn't feel comfortable. So I'm like, I respect that. And I'm glad to hear that. You know what I'm saying? Now, I know you ain't going to be worrying about, you know what I'm saying, jumping on Facebook all the fucking time or MySpace all goddamn day and paying attention to that shit. You know what I'm saying? And focusing your attention on the matters at hand. And that's your man. You know? And vice versa. You know what I'm saying? I didn't take no weed. I didn't take no alcohol. You know, we met up in Orlando, you know, just to see each other. And I didn't take anything. Because people, drugs are just a vice, you know what I'm saying, that's filling a void that says you're missing something. You know, yeah, we do it for recreational purposes. But when you smoke like I smoke, I'm smoking to fill a void. You know, I'm smoking to fill something that's missing. When I drink because it's something missing. You know, and I want to fill that up with a little alcohol so I can temporarily forget, you know what I'm saying, what's missing. But I know what's missing. I just know I don't have direct contact with it and connection. So, therefore, I can't, you know, readily do anything about it then. And there you go. So that's my whole past couple of 3 days, this weekend, all the way leading to yesterday. And it's been a real blessing to me, real blessing to my life. I give a lot to people, and feel like I don't get a lot back. I get it back, but I don't get what I put into it. I don't get it back out. I don't get it back from friends, family, or anything else. You know, and not that that's intentional. It's because I try to go above and beyond the call of duty. And a lot of people cannot step up to that or do not want to do that for another person. You know, they'd rather do the bare minimum, you know, and just to get by. You know, but I'd rather set you straight. I'd rather make sure, shit, goddamn it, the plane is built so you can fly the fuck out of here, rather than give you the wings and the parts and tell you to go ahead and get it how you live. And if you need any help, then just ask me. You know, I operate on a different current as I'm floating down the street, you know. All right, so what we're going to do, we're going to come back, you know what I'm saying, after these here. And I want to introduce a new little song that I've come upon from my artist, Miss Janu. And it's called Fake Thugs, man. I'm going to be playing this in the club because got a bunch of busters in the motherfucking club that need to hear the song anyways, you know what I'm saying. And that's what time it is, so. Live right here, Blog Talk Radio Network, /WDGE Radio. It's Tuesday time for Chit Chat. Presents What Is Your Soul, Man?
Yeah. What? Yeah. 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 You fake thugs, you so green, you never seen a murder scene. Fake thugs, you so green, you never seen a murder scene. Fake thugs, you so green, you never seen a murder scene. Fake thugs, ready to track. Nigga, I'm no Wayne, so don't you know that I'm thieving? And I'm mad, I'm finna bring out the demons. Nigga, what? Don't you know that I'm thieving? And I'm mad, I'm finna bring out the demons. Nigga, what? Yeah, I spit bars and tell your flesh apart. I survive through the blood, call me Noah with art. Yeah, I'm just like Jesus, I make miracles. I dare niggas tell me that I'm not lyrical. Yeah, I got that hard case of music for all my thugs. When I was rapping for the ladies, they weren't showing me love. I heard the street talking shit, and I only rap club music. If I had a gun, I would've bust, I would've slept. I don't have to say I suck dick to prove that I'm hot. You can tell by my swag and the way that I walk. Yeah, the girl got mad skills, I'm hood with sex appeal. You put me on the battlefield, God forgive me when I kill. What? You ain't know I'm VIP. I got the whole dry nation that'll kill about me. Yeah, I'm a storyteller. So green, they never seen a murder scene.
Fake thugs, you so green, you never seen a murder scene. Fake thugs, you so green, you never seen a murder scene. Fake thugs, you so green, you never seen a murder scene. Fake thugs, you so green, you never seen a murder scene.
I can't believe y'all niggas better respect my gangster. I'm the first lady to track, nigga, I'm no angster. I can't believe y'all niggas better respect my gangster. I'm the first lady to track, nigga, I'm no angster. Don't you know that I'm seasoned? And I'm mad, I'm finna bring out the demons. Nigga, what? Don't you know that I'm thieving? And I'm mad, I'm finna bring out the demons. Yeah, yeah, I see visions and I got a mad vocabulary. I speak words that's something out the ordinary. And to the point they wanna speak, I make you feel scary. I have you scared of the dark, call me Bloody Mary. I break up people's soul like they'll return to death. I make them do whatever I want, like Simon said. Yeah, I drink a little bit, but me, I like to smoke. No, I'm not an alcoholic, but I pump until I choke. I'm a young black female, on the my other stars out there, me in the sky. I was raised in the hood with selling dope, mean good. I used to be on 1-8 on the block off of Waters. And sometimes Fox Bush, right on Bougainvillea. You can catch me in the studio with Thunder Up Bananas. Every time I turn around, haters putting me down. Hoes taking on my posters, I can't wait till I bubble.
Fake thugs, you so green, you never seen a murder scene. Fake thugs, you so green, you never seen a murder scene. Fake thugs, you so green, you never seen a murder scene. Fake thugs, you so green, you never seen a murder scene.
Just letting y'all know, man. Just letting y'all know. Fake the February 1st. You know what I'm saying? A major move is going to be going on right here on the Blog Talk Radio Network. You know what I'm saying? We moving with the times, you know what I'm saying? We stepping our game up. And, 2011, you know what I'm saying? It's all about change and doing something different, you know what I'm saying? And finding new people, doing new things. And that's what we're going to be doing on this coming up February 1st. Really, the new season, season 3, starts February 25th officially. So y'all make sure y'all look out for that because we're going ape. We going eight, people. You know what I'm saying? It's an old hit right here from my homeboy, Jersey the King. Shouts out to I Be the Wise One. And this is Can't Have It Your Way right here live. Back of the Game Radio.
I'm always
stay connected. And yes, I neglected all this trust. The top shot should have protected. But damn, my nigga loves your ass, but I didn't respect it. And all these lonely nights you've been crying, I wipe these tears from your face. And yes, we side to side, my, but we in this turtle race. I give you a piece of my love. Shit, you ain't never gotta wait. And you my queen, you got all my love. You ain't gotta get a taste. And I know you know kinetics. Let's keep this love so this spark will stay energetic. Cause if we lose, then we both gon' get up regretness. Let's stay ahead of shit. You out for the cheddar, so let's get it together. And I'm your umbrella. I'm here to shit you through any kind of weather. Whatever you want, I try my best to provide you with the things that you love the most. Cause all my love is come from inside me. And side to side, girl, never you gon' be behind me. You's the love of my life, my future life.
You're always getting everything you want.
Get at me.
me for your delight to follow the curve of your face. Here next to mine, all of your secrets are just linger here for days and melt with you. We can lose love on our side, and I can use your affection tonight.
Good. What your life can move through. This is your time and your challenge. What is it that you want to do? Sit and be still and not shine the way your life was meant to? Oh, I pray that ain't true. I pray that ain't true. Oh, please, don't fall into the abyss because something negative once ruled you. Please, understand I'm from where you are and I got to fight my demons too. Please, don't give up because somebody broke your heart and something fell through. This is life you owe it. Life does not owe you, okay? An obstacle is a thing that impedes or blocks one's way. You can climb over, you can dig under, you can chip through it, you can go around it, you can move it, you can ignore it, but you can do it. You can do it.
You'll find in your heart golden days. A love that rings from the stars. Golden days. Hey.
Bubba here to talk to you about bid66.com. It's fun, it's easy, and if you sign up right now at bid66.com, you get 10 free bids. How about an Apple iPad, an Xbox? I bought mine for $30 at bid66.com. Pirate tickets, gift cards, get your kicks from bid66.com. Plus, free shipping straight from the factory. Where else can you get that? Nowhere. Go to bid66.com. .com right now.
Tonight is my night, I cook. Tuesday night we go and visit your mother. But Wednesday when we make it, we clean. It's when everything is just right. There's nothing good on TV. You haven't had your after work, social, sports team practice, so you're not too tired.
Like
I think that's the best fucking jingle of goddamn 2000, whenever the fuck we've been using that shit. But, of course, like all good things, they must come to an end, and you must move on and find some new shit. So we're looking for new porn music, people, for season 3.
Timmy!
It's new porn, and, yeah, it's going in.
You can make your own porn music, baby.
Yeah, I want like that old school. I'm fucking old for it. Oh, 70s porn.
I
hold
my phone. I'm out on the road and it's about to go dead too.
Oh, again?
But I got in an area where I couldn't get cut off and I couldn't call you. Sorry.
Oh. Why you got your car charger with you?
I don't have one. I need to get one. There's a new phone. All I have is just a charger for, you know, in-house. So I need to get one for the car.
Oh.
That would be smart.
Got to have that. But then it still don't really matter if the phone sucks, you know?
Really? The battery doesn't last as long as they said it does.
Now, they ain't one of them recalled phones, is it?
I don't hope not. It's a G2. Brand new. I don't know.
That was weird. We went to the damn, took my mom's car to go get it serviced. Mother and Dom was like, well, let me check the list for any recalls. Like, what?
Well, I hope not.
All right. Yeah, it was not. It wasn't there, but.
Four $500 phones should be working, you know what I mean? The battery should last longer than it does.
Yeah. All right. Well, we don't have too much news for today, people.
Need to get that nutty on.
Yeah, I got a few of them, but it ain't too many of them. It's probably
too nutty, huh?
Yeah, probably 7 or 8 of them. Got a few of them for you. We're gonna start this thing off, people. Anyways, live right here on the nutty news segment. You know what I'm saying? The top of the hour. Get into the nutty news of the day, which is brought to you apart by nuttynewstoday.com for all your wild, weird, and crazy, and off the wall news from around the world. And I mean the world. Hey, we starting this thing off in the United States of assholes. Oh, yeah. The best place on the planet.
Speak for yourself.
Yeah. Former Governor Jesse Ventura. Yeah. To sue the TSA.
That's right.
I love that dude, man.
Feeling all
you know
up on
saying?
Him.
I fucking love him, man. I mean, he was the first one that came out by smoking weed. Fucking right out of smoke pot, man. What the fuck?
Well, there was Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Man, fuck him. Talking about before him. You know what I mean? It was goddamn Jesse Ventura. And Arnold non-talking ass don't know shit. You know what I'm saying? Anyway.
Yeah.
Former Governor Jesse Ventura has taken steps to sue the TSA and the Department of Homeland Security, naming their chiefs John Pistole and Big Sis Janet Napoleano in a lawsuit that will take on evasive airport pat-downs. Ventura first told Alex Jones of his intent to sue the TSA privately back in November while traveling for the making of True TV's Conspiracy Theory, expressing grave concern about what he viewed as his country's transformation into East Germany. As far back as September, Ventura said that he was considering abandoning travel altogether because of the fact that he was being harassed by TSA agents every single time he went through an airport security checkpoint. Damn. That's what I'm talking about, man. Somebody got to spark the flame to start the fight. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's the meaning of my song. Pass the torch, you know what I'm saying? Because somebody got to spark the flame to start the fight. Somebody got to pull the match out and strike that bitch, you know what I'm saying? For us to set this bitch on fire. And, that's what's up. Over here in London, Downing Street Rat on TV again. Okay. A rat appearing on camera during a BBC broadcast. From in front of the British Prime Minister's residence, made a second TV appearance during an ITN report. The rat,
which made its first appearance in front of 10 Downing Street during a BBC broadcast January 17th, hit the airwaves for a second time during a broadcast featuring ITN correspondent Lucy Manning.
Y'all got a stalking rat problem. Y'all, man, like, yeah, I know the camera's on, bitch. I'm here. Rat side? Oh, no, no.
Rat's got to live, too, you know.
He's throwing up his paw and shit. Rat side?
Oh, goodness.
Over in Montana, 92-year-old childhood sweethearts married. See, that's soulmate shit right there. People, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, I'm talking about. This was supposed to have been read on this day. You know what I'm saying? This was supposed to have been read on this day.
I feel you.
Laughter isn't frowned upon in church, especially not on occasions such as the wedding of Floyd Chef and Cecilia Halseth at St. Anne Church. Deacon Michael Caldwell, Cecilia's son-in-law, asked the blissful couple, "Will you accept children lovingly from God and bring them up accordingly to the law of Christ and His church?" Where the fuck is that at?
Really?
What the fuck does that have to do with what?
I don't even know. I got lost when you started talking that.
What? What?
I started reading that. I got lost.
Okay. Their grandchildren broke up. The children broke up. So did grandchildren, great, and perhaps even great-great grandchildren in a moment of mirth that marked a day of joy. Chef is 92 years old. Halseth will be the same age in April. Damn, that's some romantic shit. But that is read all completely stupid. What the hell does it mean the children broke up?
Yeah, it don't make sense at all.
You know, and what the fuck does "will you accept children lovingly from God and bring them up accordingly"? Bitch, I'm 92 fucking years old.
Really? That's what I'm talking about. What are you?
What the fuck are you talking about? What?
Now she's pregnant? Come on.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, all right. Yeah, I can see that picture. Not.
Yeah. He'll be glad if he gets it up.
Man.
Good old Viagra.
No, that shit at 92 will probably kill his ass. Just from the erection. They ain't even getting the penetration. Oh, wow. It's been 90 years and it's up. Yeah. Oh, man.
It might kill him, too.
Yeah,
but
you know.
Might die with a smile on his face. Who knows?
Well, hey, you know, they might both die with a smile on their face, you know. And that was it.
Total ecstasy with a heart attack to boot, you know.
Oh, man. Imagine finding that picture, two 92-year-old people getting it on, and they die on top of each other like, ugh.
Yeah, that's a special moment there.
In New Hampshire, a man burns apartments down, thawing pipes.
All right.
Is it that cold?
I guess so.
A West Lebanon apartment house sustained major damage when a fire started after a homeowner tried to thaw frozen pipes. The 11-apartment building sustained major fire damage to 4 units and moderate fire damages to 2 other units. Chris Christopoulos said the fire began when a homeowner used a torch to thaw frozen pipes in the basement. Flames spread through the balloon frame construction to the upper floors of the building. Damn.
I mean, come on. He didn't know what he was doing there? Come on. That sounds crazy.
I ain't never heard of that, though. Well, I mean, I ain't never been in extreme cold temperatures where the pipes froze up, and we, you know what I'm saying, we had to manually do anything to unfreeze them. But to the least, people.
Fuck him! He's an asshole!
You know? He did it. Yeah. He did it. Fuck him.
But like he couldn't see, like it was catching on fire. Come on.
Yeah, but that's copper, and I don't understand why you would put flame to copper in the fucking ways. That's got any kind of pressure built up in it. Because I'm pretty sure once that shit did start to melt, it burnt the hole straight into the copper, which ignited probably whatever the fuck he was trying to goddamn heat up. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah.
Yeah, that's a dummy right there.
In California, you have won $1 million. Send me $100 in order to collect.
That How sounds, many of those did you send
that,
out?
That sounds like my email every goddamn day.
You know,
you have won, though. You have won $68 billion in the South, Northwest African.
African, yeah.
Like, what? What the fuck is a Southwest, North African drawing? Your email was the lucky winner. What? A billion, whatever the fuck. African dollars is. You know what I'm saying? Like, what?
Mm-hmm. Or how about they have $5 million in their bank account, but they can't get to it and they need my help?
There you go. I need your
address. Give me some money today.
Your name,
and I'll
address.
Give you half of the money. Come on now. How stupid.
Give me your social security number. Give me all that. Man, come on.
Yeah,
people.
You know?
Out of nowhere. But this explains it, too. And the majority of the people who it happens to is elderly folks, you know what I'm saying? Well, they prey on the elderly, you know. Out of nowhere, 79-year-old Connie Noel got a call on her cell phone. Not house phone, people. From a man telling her she had won $1 million and needed to send him $100 in order to collect. Noel didn't fall for the scam. She told the man she wasn't interested. But before she could hang up, he made this threat. Do you want someone to pull a bullet in you? We know exactly where you live. Sheriff Sergeant Mark Barnow, who specializes in cases involving financial crimes and elder abuse, said Newell did the right thing. The call came from an 876 area code out of Jamaica and is a common scam aimed at the elderly.
Damn.
Wow. I ain't heard of that one.
Me either.
Every girl stealers, fuck 'em. Oh, sorry about that. Sorry, if it ain't the buck, it sucks. You know what I'm saying? Shit.
Timmy!
Yeah,
I apologize
some,
for the funky
and goddamn Easy Ride up in here so he can brag about the fucking Pittsburgh goddamn Steelers. Easy, where you at? Hello.
Yes, I do have the bragging rights. Yes.
And
you've been waiting for this call. I've been hunting for you for a couple of days. You weren't on yesterday, were you?
Yeah.
Were you? I hunted for you. What the fuck? What's going on here?
My health, your health, Monday.
What the hell's going on here? Now, you're talking, I'm going to get into you. Before I get into the Steelers, I would like to get into the topic that you have on discussion. I got a note one day, okay, and here's what I kept it. And here's what it said from Tony_Matter@yahoo.com. Sent on 2/13/2009 at 5:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Subject, be watchful. Okay, I'm like, all right. Hello, I am very sorry for you. It is a pity that this is how your life is going to end as soon as you don't comply. As you can see, there is no need for me to introducing myself. There's no need for me introducing myself to you because I don't have any business with you. My duty, as I am mailing you now, is just to kill you. And I have to do it as I already been paid for that. Someone you call a friend wants you dead, by all means. And the person has spent a lot of money on this. The person also came to the U.S. and told me that he wanted you dead. And he provided us with your name, picture, and other necessary information as we needed about you. So I have sent my boys to track you down in Pakistan and they have carried out the necessary investigation needed for the operation on you. And they have done that, but I told them not to kill you, that I will like to contact you, Sally Talk, foreign people, I will like to contact you and see if your life is important to you or not. Since we have found out that you are innocent, okay? I called my client back, and I asked him of your email address, which I didn't tell him what I said I wanted to do with it. And he gave it to me, and I am using it to contact you now. As I am writing to you now, my men are monitoring you, and they are telling me everything about you. Now, do you want to live or die? As somebody has paid us to kill you. Get back to me, though, through Tony_matters, blah, 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 Yahoo. Or, if you are ready to pay some fees to spare your life, $9,000 is all you need to spend.
Oh, my God.
You will first of all pay $5,000. Then I will send a tape to you, which I recorded every discussion I had with the person who wanted you dead. And as soon as you get the tape, you will pay the remaining $4,000. If you are not ready for my help, then I will carry on with my job straight up. Warning, do not think of contacting the police or even telling anyone, because I will know. Remember, someone who knows you very well want you dead. I will extend it to your family in case I notice something funny. Do not come out once it is 7 p.m. until I make out time to see you and give you the tape of my discussion with the person who want you dead. Then you can use it to take any legal action. Good luck as I wait to reply. Tony Matter.
How many
okay.
of those have you seen out?
You believe that one? Now.
Hey, Tony.
Fuck him. He's an asshole.
What do you think of that, Smelly? That was a pretty fucked up one, wasn't it? Pretty bold.
Yeah, man. They get, you know. But see, the whole problem of it is it's too easy to set up a dummy IP address.
Yep.
Hide your IP address, get dummy
yep.
emails. You know what I'm saying? Go to the library, send the shit
right.
at the library, go to
shop.
Anybody's house.
Yeah, you know, the shame about this is, you know, some older person, like me and you, know this is a fucking scam, but some older person wouldn't. And they
yeah.
might either pay the money or be scared the rest of their life. I mean, they lived 70 years with no problems. All of a sudden, they get themselves a newfangled computer. And this is the kind of shit they got to see on it.
Yeah.
Now, what I like to do to somebody like this, I can't even tell you on the phone.
Did you report it?
Yeah, I did. Only,
okay.
only because of the some of the things he said in there, because I was fearing for other people. You know, if they could
yeah.
use anything off of this to try to catch this guy, then I would want him caught. Okay.
Yeah.
Because I have no means to catch him, so. I turned it over to my local police. He's a friend of mine, local guy. I've known him for 30 years, sir. I gave it to him. He said, there's nothing he can do. They get these every day, and they don't know what to do with them, you know?
Yeah.
Says they go to track it. They come to an end every time, so.
Yeah. And, yeah, you can't track it. It's just no way to track it. You know what I'm saying? You got these fucking dudes that get on these internets and go through a server, and then they and reroute it to another server, and then they go through another server, and then... then they send it to you. You know what I'm saying? So it's man, people, all I can tell you is don't believe everything you read. And if it sounds too good to be true, send that shit to the police.
Well, they had a show on Blog Talk here. I don't know if you remember it. But a guy on Sunday afternoon, and I think that maybe you should start doing this, Molly. This would be a blast. He would, during the week, contact one of these scammers, like from Nigeria. And he would get it all built up, like, okay, yes, I want to do the deal, blah, 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 I want to come over, yeah, my Aunt Teresa, you know, yeah, I remember her, third generation, blah, 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 yeah, I'll send you over to 1100, you got to call me. Now, he would set the calls up for, like, Sunday at 2 o'clock Eastern time here, and we'd be all on the show when he made the call. And he'd make the call to the person and talk to him and say, well, how do I get you the money? And the guy will start explaining all kind of stuff to him. It was funny as heck, but It's not that hard to set that stuff up, you know what I mean? Because they're going to be where you ask them to call. If you ask them to call me Sunday at 2 o'clock, believe me, if they think they got a fish there, they're going to call you Sunday at 2 o'clock. And you could have them on a show. We could have a laugh our ass off.
Damn.
And maybe catch one of these fucks.
Yeah, hell yeah. I'll be down for that shit.
Oh.
Hey, I'll pay for a ticket to fly somebody over there to beat their fucking ass.
Yeah, it got to be like Scandalous Bitch Saturday or something like that. Hey, yeah, give me a call Saturday, man. I'll fucking send you the money, man. I need you to call. Don't do anything. Yeah, imagine that.
Where are you supposed to send the money?
Well, no, they'll tell you. They'll actually send somebody over. With the way they were doing it on that guy's show, they would actually send somebody over to meet these people. And then that's where they would catch people at, right there. Like, if you watched did you watch Chris Hansen on Dateline, Smelly, the time he was catching these people doing that? There's one on Dateline.
I remember
that. If you look through Hulu, I think you can find the archive of when Chris Hansen actually met these people in a hotel room. And caught the guys red-handed, and he said, "Why do you do this to people?" Like, you guys put your head down and go, "I don't know. In my country, there's no way to make money but to do this." He was from Nigeria. There's no other way to make money. They're trying to say, you can tell me you're going to go out, rob and steal off American people because there's no way to make money? He's like, yes, that's why we do it. Because, you got to look at where this is coming from. Somalia, Nigeria. I mean, they're under, like, dictatorship there. You know what I mean, Smelly? I mean, them guys do one thing wrong, they get their head chopped off, you know?
But they are hurting there, you know?
They are, but that doesn't mean to come over here and try to scare our elderly and scare our people. That doesn't mean to start hijacking ships and pirates off of Somalia there. That's all tied into the same crew.
Yeah. Yeah, people have died.
Yeah, man, that's crazy. I didn't hear about that one, but damn.
You haven't heard about what?
That last little scam.
Pirate ships?
No, I know about the pirate ships.
Yeah,
I heard about that.
Yeah,
I'm just saying, just motherfuckers setting up people and all that type of shit. I ain't never known they actually caught people, though. You know what I'm saying?
Chris Hansen on that Dateline. Yes, that was a good. Did you see that?
Yeah, they caught one guy.
Yeah. And, it was crazy.
But, like, you catch
these
one
people
dude.
Pay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, how the fuck, if you don't have no money, how the hell did you get to the United States?
Well, they send you know how they got people in Nigeria. They have somebody in the United States here. Okay, they have somebody here, like a cousin or a relative, and they're working in conjunction with that person over here as the drop man. You know what I mean?
He looked like a well dressed businessman.
Yes, he did.
Yeah. And he seemed well educated too, as well.
Yeah, they got to be smart in order to know how to use the goddamn computer to send these little false-ass fucking emails and take the time to put all this detailed information in there. That's something. It ain't just shit that you sit down and just pop up and say, "Hey, asshole, send me some money or I'm going to fucking kill you."
Well, the first mistake you make is when you answer the email or something, because now you're a mark. They get that email address of yours, and they give it to all their buddies, everybody else, they sell it. Well, this guy actually answered the email. And you'll start getting all kind of them. So, really, anymore, I haven't been, I get curious. I was just saying that today to myself. Should I open this email? How many times have we sat there in front of our computer and get this interesting subject line? You know what I mean? Like, don't open this. You know what I mean? Well, naturally, your mind's sitting going, well, should I open it? And you end up doing it. You end up opening it. And it tells about, you're related to Henry VIII, and you got $54 billion coming to you or something. That's only going to cost you $1,200,
yeah?
Yeah.
That's
true.
I used to get that stuff in the mail, too, not just emails. I used to get letters in the mail.
Oh, yeah.
And business as well.
Same here. Remember the chain letters before computers came out?
Yeah,
I don't know if you guys remember the chain letters
that
used to come out, right? Hey, you got this letter. If you let this letter die, you will die with it. You remember that? Your kids will die. You will not have no families. Your kids will come out with six arms. Remember them?
And
You know, motherfuckers started that shit on the goddamn text message, and then they took it from the text message from the chain actual chain letter to the text message, and then sending out text chain letters saying the same bullshit. You know, they're like, if you don't pass this message on, you will die. Send it to 10 people now. Man, suck a nut. I don't give a fuck about y'all damn chain D's. You know what I mean?
Chain D's nuts!
Yeah, I don't give a fuck
to
about
to your lips. Fred Smelly, let's talk about the Steelers for a minute, please. What do you
well,
think?
You got, go ahead, bro.
What do you
know,
think,
I
brother? I am so happy with the Steelers winning it.
I am really happy,
they worked hard at it.
Yeah.
We had a rough time with Ben getting suspended those 6 games. That was rough. We had to use a third-string quarterback the first few games. We went through a lot of controversy there, you know. But what, we endured it, and we're victors now. Now we got one more game to put it to rest.
Yeah. Oh, it's Steelers versus who?
What do you mean Steelers versus who? Packers.
Oh, okay. Ain't like I'm following football.
Packers.
Shit. After
I thought you followed football, buddy. I didn't know that. I didn't know you were playing football.
After the Bucks last game, I say fuck every other game.
Yeah. Well, they're playing the Packers, and the Packers is a really good team. And the Packers actually are 2-point favorites over the Steelers.
What?
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Man. Yeah, you know, actually, most people are favoring Green Bay over the Packers, though. It was one of them little sports websites was saying that. You know what I'm saying? Like they I think that was NFL.com, matter of fact. And they were favoring.
It was 3 points beginning of the week. 3 points Monday.
How many times has the Pittsburgh Steelers won the championship?
6 times.
Six times. Six times, this
would
be your lucky 7.
Yeah, but we won a championship like this about 20 times.
Yeah.
Well, it's a lucky fucking 21 then, goddammit. 7
and
7.
Oh, man,
seven.
I can't wait. Smelly, I'm fucking, I can't wait, man, because we have a blast on. When the Steelers come back, we all go down to Pittsburgh. We're hanging from the poles. We're going fucking crazy.
Whether they win or lose.
Whether they win or lose, there's a party in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, because, I mean, you made it. You know what I'm saying? Shit.
Yeah,
You made it to that motherfucker. Here, shit. If your ass don't fucking win, bitch, we ain't doing shit. Fuck you. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Fuck you. You don't get shit. No parade, no celebration, no nothing. You don't win.
We say we bring our boys home, man. We bring them home a victor, win or lose. But they're going to win, but it doesn't matter, man. We bring our boys home, and we celebrate with them. We celebrate the good, and we celebrate the bad, you know?
It's all a celebration. It's a party in the end. If it's free, it's for me.
Well, I had some people, I'm not mentioning any names or nothing to be done, and they were, like, really doubting the Steelers. They said that the Jet was gonna cream Pittsburgh.
Well, yeah, you know,
Goofy Bun. I mean, was telling me, I don't want to mention any names, was telling me that the Jets were going to kill him. So I haven't yet to find him. This other person, Goofy Bone,
right.
And I want to confront him about his accusations he was making.
All righty then. Well, hold on, people. Da na na, da na na, da na na, da na na. Oh. Hey. Oh yeah. We got a challenge called out for you there, brother.
Oh really?
Pittsburgh's going to the Super Bowl. Yeah. And you were wrong when you said the Jets. Yeah.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
You got damn right. You
he has Jet Fever.
Right.
Hey, the Goofy has Jet Fever.
The motherfucking Steelers is ass.
Jet lag. He had jet lag. Goofy Bone had jet lag.
Oh, man.
Pittsburgh Conference Super Bowl.
San Jose, California, people, we had to make this external call to, you know what I'm saying, bring this.
Hey,
this,
I got my Steeler underwear on, my Steeler hat, my Steeler shirt. I'm going to paint my fucking nuts black and gold.
Black and yellow, black and yellow, black and yellow. You're going to be playing a Wiz Khalifa song, too. Black and yellow, black and yellow.
You know what? I'm surprised they didn't play that song when they won.
Yeah. That is weird how they didn't pick his song up as a theme song.
Well, no.
You know, inadvertently, but shit, he's talking about the color, so.
Why not?
But you might as well use it. All right. Well,
what's happening? What's popping, people?
All right, I'll call you so you can chew you out. You know what I'm saying? You want to chew
you out. We're talking about them, those Nigerians.
Yeah.
We're talking about
them. You know what? We'll find out in 2 weeks if Easy Rider is going to cry or is Easy Rider going to celebrate.
Captain, I suggest the Vulcan mind probe.
Let's get something straight. Easy Rider's going to celebrate win or lose. Let's get that straight. I'll celebrate
That's
the team win or lose. Win or lose, I will be down in Pittsburgh partying with the Steelers. But they're going to win, so I'm not worried about it.
That's an awesome fucking story.
Hey, Goofy, what's up with did you have a show last night with the wars, the troll wars, or what? What went on?
Oh, you guys missed out.
Ah, fuck.
You guys missed out.
The troll war.
Oh, groovy, baby.
Man, I made a big old introduction that basically summoned all the troll wars up. And you know what? Like I said, I was the chosen one to bring balance to this troll wars. And last night, Debbie Daly and this one wacko weirdo by the name of Bill Wagner, they joined forces as friends. So it looks like I am the balance of the troll wars. I brought them together.
Oh, God. How long is that going to last? A couple days?
Yeah, I don't know.
So Bill Wagner, wait a minute. Bill Wagner is hooked up with Debbie Daly now as friends.
Yeah, they're buddies now.
Oh, God. Now, what happened? Now, what's up with fucking Capote and One-Eyed Jew and Vince?
Well, they're all friends now.
Okay, so they're all friends now. So that means Vince and the gang is against Debbie and the Bill Wagner crew.
So Debbie and the Bill Wagner crew joined forces last night.
Now let's get it straight. It ain't Bill Wagner.
Vince, the One-Eyed Jew, and Calpo, they're all on one side. So instead of like five different people we're against, I narrowed it down to two.
Well, it should be known that the Bill Wagner isn't him as an individual. Bill Wagner is the crew. It's the Bill Wagner crew. Am I correct?
You are correct, sir.
Right.
What the fuck is the troll wars?
Oh, man.
Did you play the promo?
Okay. Let's play.
Play the promo, and then I'll describe it.
And then we'll describe it. Okay, here we go. Live from San Jose, California, this is the Troll Wars promo.
We've had an affection. We've had affection on this. Name of Goofy Bone.
The Force is what gives the
Bone Eye his power.
Surrounds us. It binds the galaxy together.
Tempted by the dark side. You will be tempted. Calpo
turns
side.
Back on me.
You will be tempted.
Vince
the
in the Bay turns
side.
Back on me. Queen Moxie turn her back on me.
You are the chosen one!
Now it's time to pay back.
You must confront
the Jew.
I'm a troll, a liar.
That boy is our last hope.
Stick it up your fucking white ass, alright? And you know what? Your daddies and your mommies need a shitty good little space ass, right?
That's right. Mr. Obama, where is your birth certificate?
And Bill Wagner used to be part of Snipe Asshole.
I'm on the 182, and I'm on the Snipe Asshole.
I'm a troll.
I am a bone eye, like my father before me.
January 24th, the Troll War. The Mexican Menace.
If I'm against you, I will attack you until I bring you to the ground.
There is no escape.
And to everybody out there, y'all have a good time. And you always can find me here on the greatest network in the world.
Love Radio.
Well, Goofy, you got who invited the Skype assholes on?
Well, the Skype assholes are on the Deb Daily side.
Okay, so she's getting a little bit powerful there, isn't she?
Asshole. They're all one-sided. First it was assholes and their people. Then it was the Bill Wagner crew and their people. And then it was the Deb Daly crew and their people. Then the Vince and the Bay Federation with the One-Eyed Jew. And then me and Cowpert as the Freedom Fighters with all the other people behind. But
what happened to the LOC?
Oh, the LOC, they're breaking apart. Falling apart.
So their members are like jumping ship and going from, whatever. I think you guys got to get the trilateral commission involved here and get a little bit of strength behind you. You know what I mean?
They don't want no trilateral commission.
Yeah,
they don't want to fuck with that.
Please, y'all have to run back to the episodes when we fucking, what? Trilateral banded against Millgate Walking? Oh, man. Come on, people.
I was there.
Come on, they don't want that.
I got a couple of
them. That shit almost went off radio. They don't want it. I don't even play games like that, so I know I don't want it because I was ready to motherfucking get on playing.
You wouldn't be able to handle this one then, Smelly, because this is fucking brutal. I'm fucking good.
No, this is all in fun and games. You know what I'm saying? It's just like everybody talks shit.
Okay, but this ain't a Millgate Walkie type of confrontation.
No.
Oh, okay, yeah, because we was all on some other shit. All right. Well, then, shouts out to the Troll Wars and whatever the fuck y'all doing over there.
Did you know of a guy named Ghost, Easy Rider?
Yeah. You mean the main guy, Ghost?
Oh, my God.
How did the Ghost didn't get involved here?
The real Ghost did not get involved. I called in Ghost Watch. I'm gonna put it on Smelly thing, and then you played.
You talked to the Ghost for real?
What happened?
You talked to the Ghost, Goofy?
Yeah, what?
When did you talk to Ghost?
I called in to the Ghost Show, and I invited him to come onto the Troll Wars, and this man fucking flipped the fuck out.
Let me hear it. Oh, I know Ghost. He's out of his fucking mind.
This guy
yells so much, you think you got to call 911 on the motherfucker because he's ready to have a fucking stroke.
I'm telling you, I ain't worried. See, on my show, I don't think nobody'll laugh. I don't think none of them will laugh. I got too much ammunition. When I start playing all that cheap line, no good four flushing, and all that shit, people can't take them sound bites. They can't take that shit.
That Ghost is pretty fucking.
They can't take it. I'll put that. Shut the fuck up. You speak with fucking spoken to. You know what I'm saying? When I put that on them, oh man. See, that's how I do all my prank calls when they call in, and I notice, and soon I pick up on it. That's the first button I hit. Bam! You know what I'm saying? And everything after that, if they don't get told off from that first one, okay, then I'll release the rest of the arsenals. You know what I'm saying? And just bring the whole fucking shit down on them.
Hey, Goofy, when did you talk to Ghost? When was this?
I called him, like, maybe, I'm going to say last week.
Wow.
Well, when he did it, he deleted his whole show, and he did another show because he didn't want me on his fucking show.
You should have seen when Teddy Listen, the Ghost, Teddy J, I got Teddy to call in on the Ghost. That fucking Ghost tore Teddy J a new fucking asshole. Oh, my God. You should have seen what he was doing to
Teddy. Teddy J, come on now. We talking about
Teddy
J.
Yeah, he tortured the Ghost, tortured Teddy.
You know, we all talking about Teddy J. Teddy J ain't, you know.
I know. But the Ghost fucking turned him a new asshole.
That's like sending Dr. Martin Luther King out to war. You just don't do it.
Yeah, that's our peacemaker and advertising. You know
what
I'm saying?
Well, I'm just telling you that
we don't send him out with a shield and a big-ass sword to go and fight.
Ask Teddy J about the Ghost.
That just ain't finna happen.
That just ain't finna happen.
You know what I'm saying? We know we got the size and everything, but nah.
That's just not gonna happen.
He's the young buck. He's the youth of the
TLC. Hey, when's your Smelly? When's the trilateral show gonna start?
February 1st.
How come I ain't getting no phone calls for any sponsorship or anything? I figured I'd be the first one. You motherfuckers
is hooking all that up. No,
I figured I'd be the first phone call, huh?
No, Cyanide is hooking all that. He's getting all. Well, he's getting the whole thing.
Well, my
right
fucking
first.
Phone's getting rung off the hook here for sponsors now. They're telling them to hurry the fuck up.
Oh.
Now, I got room for you guys anytime. I got room anytime for you.
Well, it don't matter. You know all of this, you know, everything else is going over to that side anyway, so I already got the, you know, the content to upload over there. So, I mean,
talking about sponsorship, man. You guys are going to need sponsorships, people.
Yeah,
we need a sponsor.
Yeah, we do. We do. You know what I'm saying? Because really, it's just me and Goofy right now. We the only two hosts, you know what I'm saying, that's going to be on it. You know what I'm saying? It really started out. And then,
somebody got to start making some artwork or something. Put me a nice, I have to send somebody a logo and they can fix me up a nice little ad on your page.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll talk a little negotiating.
That's for the advertisers page, though. You know what
I'm
saying? Well,
a little bit of negotiating, right. We'll negotiate a fee, certainly.
Yeah.
Certainly.
Well, that's what we're working on, brother, because I'm telling you, February 1st, people, we going ham, like we call down here in the South. We going ham. That means we going fucking nuts when we move over. When we make the big switch.
I'll tell you where somebody could make some bucks. Listen to this. If somebody took the bull by the horns, all you people that are getting their own networks and their own shows, have somewhere where you can all call in and be put on a great big grand page. You know what I mean? And you would be, that grand page would be like hooked into every one of your shows, and they would people would go to the grand page and then see what shows are up, just like Blog Talk. Somebody could do that and make some money.
Yeah, but see the problem with that is everybody still wants to be the individual. Even if you make up
a web page
that just says
right.
the greatest shows on earth, and and everybody shows underneath it. See, everybody gonna feel like Well, you know, I ain't getting as many listeners as Goofy Bone is getting.
Right,
or I ain't getting as many listeners as Smelly getting off of this page, even though it's linking directly
to your page. Yeah, my whole thing is how are people going to know where you're at? They're going to have to be word of mouth, I guess.
Well, right now, the way I'm planning on doing it is I'm continuing the 30-minute shows. But there's
right.
an advertising
that's
show.
That's smart. Yes. Yeah,
they just advertise. Y'all gonna hear me for 30 minutes just advertising, and that's
right.
all I'm doing is spamming you motherfuckers for 30 minutes
right.
to bring your ass over to the new spot.
Yes, that'll be good.
That's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna on every show, I'm just gonna make like a 15-minute commercial.
Boom.
And it's to say, go to this website. You know, 186 to Boynt Deuce has moved, and da 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 da, and
Boom.
whatever. But anyway, I want you guys to sit back. I want you guys to sit back and relax and listen to me call the ghost. All right?
Go ahead, yeah.
You uploaded it?
Here we go.
Cool.
Blog Talk Radio. Here it is. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. If you desire to speak to the host, please press 1 at any time, and the host will be notified that there is a caller in queue. Otherwise, please hold and you will be able to listen to the show.
Decent callers here. 408, you're on the air.
Am I live?
You're on the air.
What's up, Ghost?
How's it going?
Just wanted to invite you to the Troll Wars on Monday if you wanted to come on to the show.
Jesus Christ. Get him off! You see, folks, this is what I'm saying here, folks. If it's not feminists, all right, sitting here complaining that I'm calling them out for the bull-nosed bull dykes that they are, if it's not liberals, trying to agitate me because I'm yanking them right out of the Trotsky communist closet, and if it's not, teabaggers and, all these other people, calling me up because I'm not falling hook, line, and sinker with their propaganda and their team, I've got these goddamn assholes calling me up, and I'm sick of it! I'm sick of hearing piece of garbage's name! I'm sick of hearing it! This idiot is worth, $100 million, $200 million? I don't even know. I don't care! But you idiots are like stupid cult of personality minions, going out and doing prank calls, making asses out of yourself in public. For what? For what? is because he has these stupid bimbos come in and shit up bananas out of their asses and you know, play with their, you know, clitorises that hang down below their knees. That's the only reason why you watch it! You ain't nothing compared to that old son of a bitch, Don Imus! So stop with your stupid minions giving me a call! I want you to stop little freaking minions from calling me. And if you got the balls, alright, if you got the cojones, alright, because I've got the balls, I got balls the size of grapefruits that'll slap your little dumb, ditzy little in there for the money wife back into reality in her chin! I want to talk to you face to face! I'd like to put you in your place! I'd like to do to you what everybody in the conservative movement in America has always wanted to do to your stupid, scrawny ass! Piece of crap, let me tell you something. I just wish for all the stupid depravity that he's spread around America! For all the sexual deviant suggestions that he's spread through the minds of the losers of America! If this was his face! I'm sick of hearing him! I'm sick of hearing him! Don't you understand it? If you're gonna call me with some goddamn substance, but I'm sick of hearing it! I better calm down, folks, but let me tell you something. I'm getting angry. This is why I don't do these broadcasts on a consistent basis anymore. This is why I don't do these broadcasts on a consistent basis anymore. This is why I don't do these broadcasts on a consistent basis anymore. Because this goddamn crap, I'm sick of it. And I can't believe that this is what happened to America. I can't believe that this is what happened to this country. I can't believe it. Folks, I better calm down. Let me calm down here, folks. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, folks. Let me take a drink. I'm sorry, folks. I just get so damn angry, folks. I get so damn angry because I can't believe that this is what's happened to America. I can't believe that this is what's happened to this great country that gave me so much. This is it here. I can't believe this crap.
Isn't that weird?
Yep.
That's cool, actually.
Anyway, folks, I'm gonna change subject matters.
And they told me that this was my final warning, that if I didn't keep bashing other hosts, that I was gone. And he does it every night. But if I want to say something to defend my honor or defend my good name, I can't even mention somebody's name. Is anybody else still here with us?
I think that that's what Bill Wagner's been doing. He is the one who is... Bill Wagner is the one who is having all of these truths on Blog Talk Radio eliminated.
Come on. I really want to understand how Debbie Daly's and these freaks want to come after me.
This is not the first time that you bring up this issue that I am somehow supporting.
Rants. He's so unhappy. He just rants about everything's a native.
His co-hosts were Strope and Saul of the BWC.
He was like, hi, buddy. How you doing, buddy? Hey, buddy. And I thought last week he was saying, those cocksuckers. He said he wanted to shoot them. He said he wanted to get a shotgun and shoot them.
Yeah.
You're on every show that I do.
I mean, obviously, he's doing the complaining about me. And he even asked the BWC the other night. He goes, why is she still on here, guys? Like, wink, wink. And I'm like, what? I don't know. Who's making noises? You got trouble? Is it me?
There's a reason you're here. And that maybe is a little problem for us. That we have a bunch of little weenies running around that have no clue and they're become little wimpy boys.
To me, you know, I don't know. It could be people making fun of me, but I don't know. It's just, it's funny and it makes me laugh.
I'm making fun of anybody. I'm having fun with Goofy Bones. Goofy Bones had fun with it. He did a little promo with my voice in there. And it's just having fun, Debbie. You know, and like, you know, you got a little laugh at each other. There was nothing negative in there. There was just, you know, having some fun. You know,
I thought it was funny. I truly did. I actually laughed.
You know, I plan to run for president in 2016. Absolutely. There's no reason why not. You know, I have nothing to hide.
It was just ridiculous.
Yeah, it didn't make a whole lot of sense.
Pretty much sums up my friend.
Yeah. Yeah, but you know what's funny? I'm in Bitches of Bay's chat room right now.
Right.
And who I see in here... Okay, One-Eyed Negro was just in your show in the chat room, and now he's in Vince and the Bay show. Ken Moore, that's actually Michael L. Smith, that is the Jew sidekick.
Okay.
He's in there, and a bunch of guests, and a Corporal Dawson. I don't know who this Corporal Dawson is. Vince is not gay. Iconoclast, that's a little faggot that does the gay guy.
Stop it, baby. Stop it. You'll get me in trouble, darling.
No negativity? No,
I'm just saying, that's all.
But darling, we can't do that. If you want to get me booted, then fine.
You, Vince of the Bay, you are against everything that this network stands for. You preach a message. You preach a message, Mr. Sunday, St. Monday 8. You preach a good message. But you are in on it. You, Vince of the Bay. I am going to kick your ass. You hear me? You help support this trolling crap. You do. I know because I was a part of your... Shut up!
Debbie Daly's kind of like the Rachel Maddow of the late night punditry.
Oh, that is...
No, she's not.
Yahoo!
All right. Anything else going on?
You had a girl in here that you thought was your friend, and I found out she ain't your friend.
Yeah, I have since terminated that relationship.
I'm not surprised, but, you know, this is what kills me on BTR. A bunch of backstabbing little motherfuckers on here. Doing good, getting a little sick of BTR, though.
I don't worry about it anymore. I really don't. And you know why? Because I've got somebody else worrying about it for me. And I don't mean to sound like I'm this little rich, haughty bitch, because I'm not a rich, haughty bitch.
It must be the one angry Jew. You stop playing your little chat room games and you call in like a man. You can hear my voice. Ranger?
It's your boy. This is not Debbie Daly's network. It's the BTR show. We're not on her network.
I don't know. But I don't want to say anything that he's not here to defend himself, you know? Well, when you figure out why they target me, would you let me know?
That is one stupid woman.
Timmy!
All right, well,
that's the troll wars right there.
We just listened to the troll wars people that are going down right here on the Blog Talk Radio Network. The goddamn dude that had the fucking conniption fit at the beginning of it is like, yeah, man, y'all need to check on his ass because
that guy's name's Ghost.
I mean, he's about to be a ghost. He keep all that goddamn anxiety attack, panic attack, and
he's got more listeners. Listen, he's got more listeners than any show on BTR. I've seen that chat room with 200 people in that motherfucker.
Yeah, he does have hella listeners. And that one day when I called him to do that, he canceled his whole show. Thank God I was recording all that shit. But he canceled his whole show and he restarted it again. So it's like...
Damn.
Damn.
I tell you, people.
People, I mean, Blog Talk ain't paying me for a motherfucking thing. So if you think I'm finna goddamn take myself almost to the brink of having a fucking heart attack, for anybody on this motherfucker?
He's been doing that for years.
Oh, that's just his style. That's just how he do his show.
Yeah, that's how his style.
Bro, that was a little bit. I think he overdid himself a little bit there.
Yeah, I mean, you can hear that at the end. That shit ain't.
That was
no
a little
faking.
Bit excessive, even for Ghost.
That wasn't. I mean, he just went like, damn.
But see, he hates it because he's trying. Because everybody's trying to get him on their side in this troll wars, and he's just, you know, he wants to just do his own thing. And, I guess I pushed him to the limit.
Hell
I invited him.
Damn.
Well, Smelly, that's how the Trilateral Commission gets into people's ears.
You know, that's how we do it, people. Y'all ain't even ready for the move, though. It's going to be kind of fucked up, man. Because once we make this move, oh, man. You know how many Blog Talk numbers I'm going to be calling? Ah, man. Y'all going to catch hell. Y'all going to catch some hell. You talking about prank calling and all that shit. Oh, yeah. It's getting in when we move. When we make the move, people, it's war time.
Oh,
hell,
yeah.
You can call into the people's shows right while you're having your show.
That's what I'm saying. It is war time. I mean, you talking about going in? Oh, man. Shit. All right. Got something for all you premium users out there. Got something for you premium users out there, man.
I'm telling you, Smelly, it's a whole episode inside of an episode. And that's why I get my fucking, get my dirty paws into it because.
Man, that was the wildest shit I've ever heard.
Hey, Goofy, you came out of nowhere on that. You know that?
Oh, yeah. No, because
out of nowhere,
they started
man.
Throwing
you're
my
right
name
there.
In the mix. They started throwing my name in the mix on Vince and the, because I used to listen to, well, I still do, but I mean, I was listening on Vince and the Bay show, and then I happened to make a comment, and it right away, oh, I'm the enemy. So it's like, oh, okay, you want to throw the Mexican in here. Okay, let me fucking get you guys.
Damn.
Well, they had everything else, the black, the white, the Chinese. They didn't have no Mexicans.
They don't care. They don't give a fuck. Hey. I'm telling you, if you listen to my show yesterday,
I'm going to have to.
Listen to the intro, because I just gave you the outro of the intro, but I mean, oh, you gotta listen to it. You gotta listen to it.
Dang. Well, I don't feel like talking either, so, you know, that's cool.
Yeah.
That was, you know, today's show on what is your soulmate? You know what I'm saying? What is a soulmate? Because just Saturday, you know what I'm saying, I got a fucking call out of the blue. And my goddamn high school sweetheart, who I've been looking for 15 years.
Wow.
And she called you?
Called me up.
Wow.
And has been looking for me, but we couldn't. I'm telling you, even through the fucking power of the internet, I couldn't find her. One of it is she got fucking married, and you know, so the name changed.
Oh.
So I'm looking for the old high school name, and her name has changed. You know what I'm saying? Then I'm in the military. I'm all overseas. I'm all here in every fucking world. So numbers change and all this kind of shit. And Saturday, bro, she called my phone, and I thought it was a fucking bill collector.
No shit.
And as I'm listening to the machine, you know, she going like apes on the goddamn machine. She called my machine like 3 or 4 times back to fucking back. And I really, until I heard the voice, I'm like, what the? I jumped down a whole flight of stairs and ran to the phone, picked up, wrote the number down, and called her, and I mean, I'm telling you, people, if y'all know Smell. You know, I've been celibate for 3 years because I've saved myself, you know, for a woman that I've been looking for.
I'll bet you whacked that Peter out and just started jacking it so hard.
Well, no, we met up last night.
Ah, cool.
I'm not a virgin anymore, you know, shit.
Oh, fucking, no wonder you're in a good mood today. I'm wondering what
the
fuck's
wrong
with you.
I'm in a fucking excellent mood, man. This is,
yeah,
you know,
I see.
I'm complete. So if I do come to Cali, she be coming to Cali. You know what I'm saying? Sorry, M-Fong. I love you and all that. But, yeah, you know, hey.
What was she doing? Where she was at? Tell us the story. What?
She's 2 hours away. She got
for how long?
Huh?
How long does she? How long has she been 2 hours away from you?
Forever. Forever in a fucking day, dog. Forever in a fucking day. It's so weird. Forever in a fucking day, man. I stay in Tampa. She stays in Deltona, a place called Deltona, which
yeah,
is like
it is. Uh-huh.
10 miles away from Daytona.
Holy fuck.
And, yeah, I went to Orlando last night. Fucking right I did. Took me $150. Shit. What? Went and got the room. Took her to dinner. You know what I'm saying? But this is the weird thing. I can't remember any details from any of the relationships I've been in the past 10 years. And I can remember every single detail about us in high school.
Huh.
Well, because that's your high school sweetheart. I've had high school sweethearts that, I mean, they're different than just regular relationships because that was your growing up. That was when your heart was developing. You know what I'm saying? That's when you started experiencing love, and that's when you took it as for real. Not as, like as you take it as now, but back in the days when you didn't know love was bad, you try to take love as the greatest thing in the world. That's how come you remember things like my high school sweetheart. I love her to death, but it's like my lifestyle. She hated it, and there was a point in my life where I was going to change. I was going to throw it all away just for her. But then I said, nah.
That's not it, though. You
I
know
got
what I'm saying? That's the whole thing. It's not about changing for another person. It's about y'all changing for each other.
Hey, I got dumped. I got dumped from this girl who I was fucking madly in love with. I mean, this was it. This was the girl, man. I was madly in love with her, and her mother and dad told her not to date me because my family didn't have money like this other kid named Keith's family, and they wanted her to go with Keith because his family had more money. You know, ever since that day, I strived to succeed in life, and, you know, I ran into her about 20 years later, 30 years later, I'm jumping out of my Benz, and they're in some old fucking Nova Chevy with fucking three ratty-looking kids, and they all needed a haircut and shoes. I looked at her and said, Bill, I went, do we know each other? She goes, it's Cindy. I said, no, I don't recognize you, honey. I'm sorry.
I walked away from her, man.
You know what? That happened to me. There was this girl that I was in love with. Her name was Alana. And her parents, they're all rich, and they hated the fact that she had to go for a Mexican. So, you know, she was all in love with me. I was all in love with her. And then once I realized that, you know, her parents were getting into her head because she started, like once I met the parents, then she started, like, you know, like breaking off from me. You know what I mean? Because, you know, when you're in love, you know, you call, you know, you talk to each other every night.
And your parents are kind of breaking off, right?
From what I heard from her cousin was, because I was Mexican and Mexicans are known to be poor and all this other bullshit, that her parents said, you better not ever, you know, be with that boy again.
Huh.
I happened to see her maybe 6 years ago. Bitch is on welfare, fucking Section 8, fucking terrible. And the funny thing is that she's not with a Mexican. She's with a white guy.
Damn.
Yeah, and it's so funny because she apologized to me. And she actually told me the truth of, you know, what happened. You know, her parents got in her ear, and, you know, she veered away from me because, you know, she's listening to her parents. And then she always tells me, she's going, if I could ever change back, because she sees how I am now. She's like, damn, you know, you out of all people, like everybody says, you out of all people, totally, we thought you would be in jail, you'd be dead, you'd be, you know, in prison for the rest of your life. You know, it's like, nah, I have a brain. I've used my brain. What do you think I'm going to sit? Because I've done jail time, and trust me, it's nothing. You're on freeze. You don't do anything.
You preserve.
Jailhouse
is the best place to go.
I love being in a jail.
If you need some rest and you want to be preserved, free.
Yeah, no. If you want some rest and all that, but I'm talking about me. I'm an active person. I need to fuck bitches. I need to talk to women to make sure my day went well. You know what I'm saying? So it's like that's not a place for me.
Well, I mean, all but the women. You're right. I mean, hey, I could do dig with it. If I could have a woman twice a week in prison, I'd live that mother. I'd live with that motherfucker. I'm telling you, I love
it. Yeah,
I'm in shape. Hey, listen, guys, when I left prison, I was fucking, I couldn't fucking walk fucking a mile, let alone fucking run it. You know what I mean? I mean, I left there in such good fucking shape. I mean, tip top shape, man, like a fucking solid as a rock when I left prison. You know, I mean, my mind was clear. You know, I took courses in drug stuff. I stayed clean for 6 years after I got out. You know what I mean? Fuck, man. I put 10 years on my life going to prison. Believe me, I did.
No, I'll give it up to the jails because, fuck, you go in there fat, if you do the program right, you'll come out skinny as hell. And I went in there 215, I came out 187, and fuck, I looked so good that it made me want to go back again. But then I realized, am I going to sacrifice what I have out here just so I can lose some weight?
Well, no, you're right there. You're right there. But there's more than losing weight. I mean, you know, sometimes before you go into prison, you have a real hectic life. Like, and from what I hear from you, Goofy, you had it real hectic. You know what I mean? Fucking gangs, this crazy shit, da-da. I mean, so being in prison really gives you a release. Like, just to sit there. I used to go like this. Just, you know, there was nothing hurting me in here. There was nothing bothering me. I had no worries. I just had to worry about doing time. That was all. All you had to do is worry about jailing, they call it. And that's what I did. I worried about jailing. And that wasn't, I didn't worry about it because it was a joke. Yeah, I was worried about what movie am I going to go see at the theater that night. Because where I was at, it was like a country club. Okay? I started out at Lewisburg. And now that place was fucked up. Now that's a rough penny. Lewisburg. That's a big house. Then I transferred off to a camp prison type place. But, you know what, let me tell you something, it's just a relief, because I was always having people come, hey, can I borrow this, can I have this, can I borrow this, can I have this? You know, I need this, I need that, I need this, I need that, I mean, fucking 1,000 people a fucking week telling me to shut up, you know what I mean, to be in there without people doing that, oh my God, what a relief, what a relief that was for a couple years.
The thing in jail is you don't want to be the rich man, because everybody's going to motherfucking
pay you. Yeah.
The first time I went in there, fuck, I think I had maybe $400 on my books, because this girl that I was with, she wanted me to, you know, be taken care of, so she fucking threw $400 on my book. I'm there ordering hella shit, you know, I'm going to share with the homeboys, of course, but fuck, everybody and their mama, when they see you with that commissary fucking bag, like that boss came, believe me, you are everybody's friend. But it's like they won't do things for you, but they want to be your friend.
Yeah.
Can I have some
guys, like, whatever
can I have some cookies? You know what I'm saying?
When I woke up in the morning, I had a guy, while I was in getting my shower, he would put my clothes out because I had to go to a drug class in the morning, 8 o'clock. 7 o'clock, he'd put my clothes out on my bunk. He'd make my bunk. Okay? Then he would change my sheets and all that. Then he would put my clothes out for me. Then I would go get dressed. Okay, and then I would the chef would come into my room and make me breakfast. Okay, I'd have some cereal, some eggs, or whatever. Then I would go to class, and while I was in class, they'd come in and clean my room, buff the floors, whatever, clean up dust. Okay, then lunchtime came, I sat around, and then you had to go work. Okay, so I think my job was. As I went into the kitchen and looked at the mop buckets to see if they cleaned them out good and left. It took me a matter of 15 seconds to do my job. So then I'd leave and I'd have all afternoon to go walk the track, to work in the gym, to work out, shoot, pool, whatever I wanted to do, you know, play cards, play euchre, poker. And, you know, I mean, what you would do there is you were allowed $160 to put on your books. So you would get guys there that didn't have any money. So what you would do is you would have money sent into their books. You'd get their address. You'd have their wife send, like, you know, $160 every month into their books. So you get, like, 5 people or 10 people. You know, you got yourself $1,600 on the grounds. That's a lot of money to have on the grounds. And, you know,
you'd break it down on the side.
You would get people to go to the commissary for you, and they would come back with a whole bag of good stuff for you. Another kid would come back with a bag of stuff for you. You know, you had everybody do everything for you. You didn't have to do nothing. If you had commissary to give out to people, you didn't have, I had guys doing every fucking thing for me in there. Everything.
You know, as you say that, though, I had no wonder. I'm like, how the fuck does my brother
send money home. He sends, I mean, at least once every other week, he sends $50 home or something like that. But
oh,
then,
I got a hustle going, gambling,
then
whatever.
The next week, he'll be like, well, okay, now send that to this person.
Right.
Okay, man. Some hey, other Tom. Money will come in from this other, some fake crazy name.
Yep.
And it'll be a fucking check.
Yep.
We deposit a check and then send that check out. To it's like, damn, man, motherfuckers got some shit going on.
Oh, there's bookings. Hey, there's people running a full booking operation right from fucking jail. There's, how many people, how many rich guys are in jail? I mean, you know, I'll be sitting there talking to a guy, walk the track, go to start bullshit. What do you do? Well, I'm a heart surgeon. A fucking heart surgeon. Probably made fucking $700,000 a year. You know, they put him in, he cheated on his taxes like an idiot, you know. But, you know, what pissed me off is you'd have guys like that, brain surgeon, heart surgeon. You know, they need to take people like that. Instead of him fucking mopping floors for his job, they need to put him in some fucking ghetto area in the United States and have him working on kids, people that need plastic surgery, people that need stuff. Don't lock these doctors up. Make them work on the outside. Keep them under some kind of supervision. But use their skills, man, to help people.
Yes, yes,
and they would just rather put them in that prison so that prison earns that money per prisoner. They get so much money per prisoner. They don't give a fuck who it is. Doctor, you know, hey, fucking hang all the lawyers because they can't do nothing for anyway. But the doctors, they can do some good for us. Dentists, doctors, you know. You know, there's a lot of dentists that are in there for writing prescriptions. You know what I mean? A dentist starts getting carried away with their pad a little bit, you know. So there's a lot of dentists in there. Doctors galore in there. A lot of doctors. Guys that are plastic surgeons. I says, man, I could name fucking 10 kids from the Shriners that need plastic surgery that this motherfucking guy could be doing instead of sitting in this rotten fucking prison.
Damn. That's some real shit.
How do you feel about that, Bone?
Damn. Goof.
But that's what goes on there. That's what goes on there, Smelly. It's bullshit.
Yeah, I didn't know, you know what I'm saying, and I was just always wondering, like, how in the hell, you know what I'm saying, I'm seeing money come, and he's sending a little, man, I'm like, what the fuck is going on in this motherfucker, man? What kind of racket y'all got going on?
They, what was really funny was, you know, whenever you get in there, most people know all about you before you even get there.
Yeah, know what you did, right? Know your crime, know everything.
Yeah, they know everything. They call that your PSI. That's your pre-sentence investigation papers, and that tells you what you did. If you're a rat or whatever, it's on that. So whenever you're in prison, somebody new comes to prison, first thing, if he comes up and starts talking to you, first thing you ask that motherfucker is say, let me see your PSI, okay? And you read it, and it'll tell you if he cooperated with the government or not. And if he did, keep away from that motherfucker, you know? But, you know, it'll tell you if he cooperated. It's called a PSI, pre-sentence investigation.
Man, and motherfuckers just come up to you like that, and they don't be scared of getting off and shit?
Well, I mean, they'll come up and start talking to you, try to make friends with you, and because they know nobody else, everybody, you know, people know about them, you know what I mean? So, I mean, once you're, if you're a rat in there, anything's going to loaf with you is other rats. I mean, them rats like loaf together, you know what I mean? Birds of a feather flock together, you know, rats all together flock together, whatever, you know, same fucking deal. You know, I asked my lawyer one time, I said, Jimmy, I said, what happens to these people that rat on people? What happens to them? And he told me, he's their easy rider. I'm going to tell you what happens. He says they either become alcoholics, they become drug addicts, or they kill themselves. He says that's what happens to a rat. And, you know, I believe it, you know, because I've seen some of the rats. You know, I had 125 of them against me. These are people that I fucking, fuck, man. I'm godfather to some of their children, you know. And they fucking, look what just happened with the New York mob. Okay? They got guys for, a guy spilled a drink on another guy and he had him killed for us. I mean, they are ratting on each other left and fucking right there in that case.
Yeah. And that's power trip. They only called 100. But, you know, I know it probably only cost 20, but then they ended up with 100.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Well,
in the end, you know, that is still a money game. They're just going to get all the little penny ante motherfuckers out the way and then let the big bosses or big boys back out to continue, you know what I'm saying, generating fucking cash flow. Man, them motherfuckers,
You know that shit.
Well, they got to make it look good. That investigation was going on for fucking like 7 years. And a lot of stuff,
statute of
limitations runs out
people.
On a lot of stuff. So, you know, the main U.S. attorney gets pressure from Washington. And unless they can prove a case, they say, look, you either fucking charge these people or let them go. And if they let him go, then it looks that guy that was the U.S. attorney there, he's ended up in Yankton, South Dakota, fucking handling Indian cases, you know? He's handling drunken Indian cases.
Yeah. Man, that's crazy. Well, that's reality, though. You know what I'm saying?
Well, it is. I mean, this shit happens out there, and people don't know what goes on in the prison system. It's ridiculous. I mean, look at the money they make, Bush makes. You know, Bush makes money on that prison system on a commissary. I mean, just the phones alone in prison makes $100 million for the system.
Damn.
Just the phones alone.
Yeah. I can believe that. You know what I'm saying?
No, I didn't believe it. It's a fucking truth.
I'm like, if you're looking for stock to invest in and you got your money right, yeah.
Hey,
you might
want to
be looking into anything. I don't give a fuck what it is. The goddamn toothpaste. Anything that go inside the fucking prison system, you need to want to invest in it or try to find something that you can get into.
Oh, you're right.
The prison system in order to get a contract. You know what I'm saying? It don't matter what.
Hold on.
All right, people. We're in the VIP hour right here live on Reckoning Game Radio. Tuesday time for Chit Chat presents What Is Your Soulmate? Suggest everybody go out there after the show. You know what I'm saying? If you enjoy the show, please listen to it. And re-listen to it and tell a friend and tell a friend and tell a friend. You can also download each and every episode all the way back from the first episode. And also email each episode to a friend so they can also have a listen instead of going to the archives. Yeah. All right. Now, I was just giving that public service announcement. You know what I'm saying?
All right. Well, great show today, Smelly. I'm going to bug on out of here, buddy.
Yeah,
thanks for having me.
And thanks, man, for offering the sponsorship. Because really, we kind of looking crazy. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I got to hang in it with my boys. You know what I mean? I mean, you know, you guys. Yeah. I've been around you guys for a long time. You know.
And this is a positive move for all of us, man. I mean, this is a positive move, so we can really take this to a step where we, you know what I'm saying? So we ain't no none of this shit that we dealing with right now.
Right.
Which is a lot of political bullshit and it scaring motherfuckers and all that shit. You know what I'm saying? Losing music and all that dumb shit, and we ain't getting paid for it. All that's bullshit.
Right.
You know, and for a motherfucker to turn around and, hell, I done got over 20,000, 25,000 listeners to your goddamn network, and I don't get shit off.
How many? How many?
Over 25,000.
Way more than that, buddy boy. You're off. You're way off. You better check that figure, buddy. You're giving wrong info there, my friend. You are way off.
Yeah.
Check that info. Seriously, check that out for us, please.
As far as blog talk, I mean, as people coming.
Yes, I think it's something like 75 or 100.
Huh?
Yeah, that 25 was years ago. Well, I don't know where you get that 25 at, but that was like a couple of years ago. It was 25.
No, I it was 20,000.
No. I'm going to look into it. I'll have that info for us tomorrow. I'll make a phone call.
Yeah. It was 20. I'm talking about for me, my personal listeners.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Not blog talk. No, not blog talk. I'm saying my personal listeners to this show.
Oh, okay. Yes,
you know,
sir.
I done brought them 25,000 listeners just off of this show. And you telling me I don't get no fucking compensation?
Oh, easy. I'm going to let you go, brother. Take care.
Yeah.
And see everybody.
All right. Peace out, y'all. Make sure y'all go check out bit66.com now.
I come running back to you and lay it all on the line. 'Cause ain't nothing left to lose. Talking about the love of a lifetime. If we pride ourselves in love,
baby, love is on the run. Girl, don't you know that you can't hide? We can find our way, babe. I need you beside me. Hear me when I say, and I mean it, girl. I ain't too proud to be. When the feeling starts to burn, gotta get you out my head. Can we try to see the light of a brand new day, baby? Love will always win the fight.